We're looking at the climate outlook, and the Weather Bureau today released its latest three-month climate outlook. This one is for winter. The season of winter, it's upon us. To outline what we can expect, Andrew Marshall joins the Country Hour. Thanks for your time, Andrew.
G'day, Tony. Good to join you again.
Excellent. And what can Tasmania expect with regard to rainfall over the winter period?
Well, the outlook is suggesting average rainfall for Tasmania this winter, with no strong suggestion for above or below average. This is a little different to the mainland, where we're seeing a higher chance of above average rainfall across much of the south. But that excess rain and cloud is not looking to affect us here. So just average winter rainfall for Tasmania in the forecast. In terms of the temperatures, daytime temperatures will tend to be above average for much of eastern Tasmania, average in the far south and north, tending to below average in the northwest. So including places like Smithton, Stanley and King Island. Overnight temperatures are looking to be above average across most of the state, except in the far north and northwest, where average winter nighttime temperatures are expected. So this includes Burnie, Ulverston and Scottsdale.
Now, Andrew, what's driving this weather pattern, and is there any evidence of any change in the pattern?
Well, so there's not too much change since what we were looking at last month in the forecast. The winter outlook for Tasmania, and in fact for most of the continent, is really due to the oceans around northern Australia being warmer than normal. This means we have more moisture in the atmosphere, which is being pulled across the continent in the forecast, not quite reaching Tasmania or some of the coastal regions, in fact, in the far southwest and southeast of the mainland. So, yeah, really it's a continuation of those warmer waters to our north, which are looking to drive these climate patterns this winter.
Now, Andrew, you mentioned that parts of the mainland will get more or above average rain. Does that mean more for those drought-affected areas?
Yeah, look, it certainly is going to help those areas. You know, when we're talking about a drought and the rainfall helping those areas, of course, you know, we're really hoping for prolonged rains for a long period of time to help to pull back those rainfall deficits. But certainly in the forecast, the increased winter rains in some of those regions would help those areas, yes.
And we haven't got the final figures yet for autumn, almost at the end of autumn, but how would you describe the season so far in Tasmania?
Yeah, so Tony, it's been a very wet autumn, particularly across the north and in coastal areas of the east and the west. In fact, it's likely to be the state's wettest autumn since 2016, with some sites including Launceston and Ross having their wettest autumn on record.
Yeah, so many farmers out there would attest to that they've had probably too much rainfall, a lot of bog paddocks and a lot of problems with harvesting and sowing as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's right. And we know that, for some regions of the state, while increased rainfall can help, for other regions it can cause some challenges.
Okay, Andrew, we appreciate your time once again and thank you for that.
Thanks very much, Tony.
Andrew Marshall there from the Bureau, and the latest climate outlook for the 3 months of winter on the BOM website. So if you dial in BOM and climate outlook, you'll get a video, and that'll take you through their predictions for the next 3 months. Yes, we're heading into winter, June next weekend, the first month of winter. Can't avoid it, unfortunately. And as I say, if you go to the BOM website, you'll get all the details of the climate outlook for right around the country, so you can see what areas of Australia, which may be drought affected at the moment, might get some more rain. Hopefully they will.